Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 21st, Thursday. Today's topic, what have you prepared for Jesus? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 71, verses 15 to 18. 1 Samuel chapter 29, verse 1 to chapter 31, verse 13. John chapter 11, verse 54 to chapter 12, verse 19. Proverbs 15, verses 24 to 26. Today's main passage, John 12, verses 1 to 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, what have you prepared for Jesus? Lots of Christians like to say, what have you got from today's worship? What have you got from today's Bible study? What have you got from your church? Do they give you enough? We get used to this kind of getting attitude and so easy making us a kind of Christian always one we want. If we have not got enough, then maybe we'll change to another small group in a year's time or another church in 3 years' time. This is so sad. So today's topic, what have you prepared for Jesus? It's a life-changing invitation to change from somewhat like Judah always took what he wanted from Jesus' money back to Mary, who was willing to pour the expensive perfume to anoint Jesus' feet with her hair. The value of that perfume equals to a year's wages. What have you prepared for Jesus in this dark pandemic? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to prepare our best for you and not save it for ourselves or for what we love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you prepare for this life-changing process to prepare your best for Jesus and not for yourself? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.